So, which I think as B'nai Yeshiva, you know, that's a big part of what we need to think about. What it's like learning Torah in America, what it's like learning Torah in Eretz Yisrael. And I think for many of us, we've felt in our lifetime, we've experienced a radical difference. Right? Torah in Eretz Yisrael feels different, and there's a reason that's so. Okay? So let's take a look. This is from Rav Yerucham Olshin Sefer, Yireach Lamo'adim. He's one of the Rashi Yeshiva in Lakewood. And it's Maimer Zion in his little volume here on the Bein HaMitzar. Okay, but it's about the avira de Eretz Yisrael, right? The atmosphere of Eretz Yisrael, the air of Eretz, literally the air of Eretz Yisrael. It's different. You breathe the air of Eretz Yisrael, it's different. Okay, so let's see. He says, in the bracha of Ava Rabba, Betilas Shachris, Nitakna Alatar, the bracha of Ava Rabba that we say right before Kriya Shema is really a bracha about what? About Torah. U'mevakshim ba, and we ask Hashem, as we prepare to be makabel O Malchus Shemayim, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, we lead into that by saying, Avinu Av Harachaman, Hamerachim, Rachim Aleinu V'Seim B'Libeinu Lahavinu Lahaschil L'Shmo Elil Mor Lamed. Kadosh Baruch Hu, give me the ability to be Matzliach in Torah. That's what we're davening for. Av Rabba, Hashem, you love me so much. Or Av Soilim, Hashem, you love me so much. That what? I need to receive your greatest gift, which is the gift of Torah. And he writes here in the Gemara in Brachos, and Daf Yud Aleph tells us that in fact, Ava Rava is so filled with expressions of longing and recognition of Torah that it can actually count for Birchas HaTorah. An interesting discussion exactly how that works. Right? But Ava Rava, Mavur, the Gemara tells us in Brachos, She Yotzim Ba Gam Yedei Chovas Birchas HaTorah. Ava Rabba could count like Birchas HaTorah. If you have a suffix Birchas HaTorah, we can have Kavanah during Ava Rabba. This should be my Birchas HaTorah. Okay, so that's what it is. So asks Rav Yerucham Olshin Shlita. So if that's so, Ulefi Zeh Yesh Lahayr. So then we need to inquire, we need to think about. Why is it that in the tefillah of Ava Rabba, which is really all about what? Asking for success and help in Torah, why is it that we daven in that tefillah Al Hagu'ula? Why is it that in that tefillah of Havienu l'shalom me'arba kanfos ha'aretz v'solichenu komius le'artzeinu, bring me to Eretz Yisrael? What does bring me to Eretz Yisrael have to do with anything? It's one of our values, no question. But why is that part of my bracha that I'm saying in appreciation and recognition of the gift of Torah? The ma'inyan tefillah zo l'kan. What is? Yeah, we believe in Eretz Yisrael. We believe in davening for Geula. Yes. But what does it have to do with Ava Rabba? What does that have to do with Sein B'Libeinu Lahavin Lahaschil Lishmoa Lilmud Lamed to learn and to keep the Torah? Uvamash Shaych Inin HaGeula Ubias Haaretz LeBracha Ala Torah. Okay, it's a good question. Right? You can probably infer part of the answer already, but it's just noticing it is important. Right? The bracha is all about Torah. Why do we throw in an extra line about Geula, about Solichenu, Tolichenus, Komius Le'artzenu, bring me quickly back to Eretz Yisrael. So he explains in Os Beis, V'nira Levar Inyan, Alpi Mashakosav or Achayim Akadosh, in this week's Parsha. The answer is found in the writings of the Heilgo Achayim in Parshas Kadosh. V'chisavo ala Aretz, Unatatem kol Eitz Macha. You'll come to the land and you'll plant fruit trees. And you'll see amazing things. Right? It's one of the great wonders of the modern era that with the revival of the Jewish homeland, filling it up with Jews, we see nisim v'neflos. We see that the land, and again much has been written about this, is responsive to us. And land which was seen as, you know, infertile and unworkable, all of a sudden wakes up when the Jewish people come to visit. When we return to the land. So when you come to the land, you're going to plant all sorts of fruit-bearing trees. Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, V'ulai sheromeiz ba'omro eitz machal al b'nei Torah. However, what are the fruits of Eretz Yisrael? What are the fruit trees of Eretz Yisrael? The peiros of Eretz Yisrael? Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, it alludes to what? B'nei Torah. It's not just that the world, it's not just that the earth is going to be physically responsive to a Jewish presence, right? But there's going to be an explosion of Torah in Eretz Yisrael. There's going to be B'nai Torah. Shagam heim nikro nitoim. Because a Jew who lives a life of Torah mitzvos is like a sapling, is like a tree. What does the Gemara say in Rosh Hashanah? What are we judged on Atzeres, on Shavuos? What does it say in Rosh Hashanah? 4 points of the year, we're judged on what? We're judged on different things. So in Rosh Hashanah, what we call Rosh Hashanah, we're judged. People are judged. Right? On Sukkot, what are we judged about?
Rain.
On on Pesach, what are we judged about? We said, should have done Pesach first. Tvua, the grain. Right? Pesach is grain. Shavuos is rain. Shavuos is Peiros Ha'ilan. What is Peiros Ha'ilan? It says the Rachayim HaKadosh, Peiros, Eitz Machal, fruit-bearing trees, means what? It means B'nai Torah. Right? Elu Dvarim Sha'adam Ochel Peiros Seyem Be'olam HaZev Karen Kemes L'olam Haba. Right? That's Peiros. Peiros means Torah and Mitzvos. So he says, it's like the Gemara says about Rabbi Yossi, Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis. Rabbi Yossi says, Chamesh Be'ilos Ba'alti V'chamesh Netios Natati. I was intimate 5 times, and I planted 5 trees. I had 5 children. Right? I produced five trees. Okay, so you see that what this image of, you know, of giving birth to a person, but in particular, Rabbi Yossi is referring to what to five children who became big talmidei chachamim, right? Uman Inun, who are they in the brackets? Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chalafta Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Avtilus Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Nachem Rabbi Yossi, tzaddikim, heilige people. All right, so he says, I produce fruit. I produce peros. V'nekram gam kein eitz, and a Talmud Chacham is called an eitz. Ki yamei ha'eitz yamei ami. The Zohar says on the pasuk, "Lo sashchis es eitza." Don't destroy trees. And again, that primarily is referring to a fruit-bearing tree. Shemedaber ba'adam ben Torah. Don't waste your Torah potential. Right? Don't destroy a ben Torah. Vayitzav Hashem shetia iker hachnasa saaret lintoa ba'etz meichel shem b'nei Torah. So when the pasuk says you'll come to Eretz Yisrael, kisavo el aretz, and you'll plant fruit-bearing trees, says the Arachayim HaKadosh, of course you're actually going to plant trees. True, 100% true. But the main reason you're coming to Eretz Yisrael is to what? Is to produce fruit, the fruits of what? Of Torah. And he writes here, he quotes the Arachayim HaKadosh, quotes the Gemara. Excuse me. In Bava Basra on Kuf Nun Ches. Avira de Eretz Yisrael machim. The Avira, the air of Eretz Yisrael makes a person wise. Vavasar Kuf Nun Ches. My brother told me many years ago from Rabbi in Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Tzuriel, that he said that that the way to remember where this Gemara is it's Daf Kuf Nun Ches, right? The same letters as Chenek. What is Chenek? Strangulation. When you're in Chutz La'aretz, you feel like you can't breathe. You come to Eretz Yisrael, Avira de Eretz Yisrael. The air of Eretz Yisrael is machim. So you'll say, but how do you remember it's in Bava Basra? Okay, so first of all, not so many Masech doesn't necessarily make it off to Kuf Nun Ches. So that's all right, it gives you a good head start. And you have to remember it's Bava Basra, Kuf Nun Ches. I don't know. All right, but if you know, sometimes you know, like, oh, I know, I remember learning that Gemara in Bava Basra, so I don't remember what Daf it is. So now you know what Daf it is, Kuf Nun Ches. Eretz Yisrael allows you to breathe. Umitara nefesh, and it cleanses the soul. Vinikra ben Torah eitz maichal kimimenu mazon la nefesh. Because Torah is the sustenance of the soul, the same way that a delicious piece of fruit is so enjoyable for the body. So too, eitz machal, a ben Torah, a tamar chacham, an insight into Torah, it satisfies the soul. So it says Rav Yerucham Olshem, last 2 lines on the page, Hare mevur bidvarav. We were commanded upon coming to Eretz Yisrael to what? To plant B'nai Torah. Shenikram Eitz Machal. Klomar Ligadel Tamidei Chachamim Ka'atzei HaSadeh. And again, and you see, the same way you see a certain Hashkacha Pratis in the ability for what? For the land itself to flourish. Torah in Eretz Yisrael flourishes in a different way. That's just how it is. That's just how it is. It's a different thing. That's why we come to Eretz Yisrael, in order to build a beautiful Torah society. That's the optimal place to do it. Avira de Eretz Yisrael mach. Okay? Let's go to the next paragraph. Gimel. Kamo kein matzanu b'mishnas ha'gra. Similarly, we find in the Torah writings of the Vilna Gaon, specifically in his Peirush on Shir HaShirim, shezeh nichlal b'tfilaseinu al binyan beis hamikdash, sha'oz nizka l'Torah. Again, it's interesting. Whenever we daven for beis hamikdash, geula, right, we also throw in our hopes for Torah. In the words of the Vilna Gaon, in his commentary on Shir HaShirim, where it's bolded, v'acher shegalinu me'artzeinu, v'nisrachaknu me'al admaseinu, shehu beis hamikdash, ein lanu lo Torah. Now that we've lost the beis hamikdash, we've lost our connection to Torah. What do you mean? We still learn Torah. We still learn Torah. In fact, Torah flourished in Bavel also, Talmud Bavli. So what do you mean we lost our connection to Torah? What does it mean, ki mitzion teitzei Torah? What does that mean? Torah is not from Tzion. In fact, there's a lot written about why Hashem Dafka gave the Torah not in Eretz Yisrael. Hashem gave the Torah in Midbar Sinai. Hashem Dafka gave the Torah outside of Eretz Yisrael to send the message that Torah can be learned in Washington Heights, New York. So what does the Vilna Gaon mean? And he quotes the Pasuk in Eicha, right? The Pasuk in Eicha that says that her kings and, referring to Yerushalayim, her kings and her noble people, Bagoyim. Malkav Yisrael Bagoyim ain Torah. Right? We've lost our priestly qualities. We don't have Torah. Pasuk in Eicha. V'lo avoda. We don't have Beit HaMikdash. We don't have. That's the place of avoda. V'lachein anu omrim achar atfila. So notice, says the Vilna Gaon, that when we daven for Beit HaMikdash, when we daven for Geula, we also daven for what? We daven for Torah. L'chein anu omrim achar tefila shehi b'makom avoda sheyibana beis hamikdash v'mehera b'yameinu v'tia avoda atzma v'sein chalkeinu b'sar ha'secha. Why do those two always go together? So the Vilna Gaon is bringing us to this insight in the opposite direction. I mean, our opening question was, why in Ava Rabba, when we're davening for Torah, why do we daven for what? Why do we daven for Geula? So the Vilna Gaon is pointing out, and the opposite is also true. When we daven for Geula, right? Sheyibana beis hamikdash b'mehera b'yameinu. When we daven for Geula, we're also davening for Torah, because these two inyanim are inextricably linked. So therefore, yes, says Megillas Eicha, Malka v'sareha b'goyim ein Torah. When we're living amongst the nations of the world, we don't have Torah. Ah, but we do have Torah. Of course we have Torah. Of course we have Torah. But there's a quality of Torah that is unique to the experience of being in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore we always say, v'sein chalkinu b'sor secha. We want to be in mikdash, v'sein chalkinu b'sor secha. Avarabah Hashem teach us Torah, but included within that is, v'avienu l'shalom e'arba kanfos ha'aretz, v'so l'ichenu kumius le'aretzenu. Yeah.
This is like talk about anywhere, like when the basement like that, like
Shem
will feel like spiritually more pure. Like, will it not?
It
won't feel like as much.
It's Hashras Hashchina. There's greater presence of Hashem. Again, what is the Torah? Let's zoom out for a second and say it differently. Right, what is the Torah? The Torah, right? Kiviyachol. The Torah is, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in written form. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote himself down and gave himself over to us. That's what the Gemara says. Anochi is Rashi Tevos, Ana Nafshi Ksivis Yahavis. Which the Baal Tanya understands, Ana, I, Nafshi, myself, my essence, I wrote myself down and I gave myself over to you. Pasha Pshan in the Gemara is Hashem says, I wrote it and I gave it to you. Which is also amazing. You're the fact that you're the author of this book is amazing. But more than that, no. The author of the book puts himself into the book. The Torah is God's autobiography. On a nafshi, I took my nefesh, I took my essence, ksivis, and yahavis, I wrote it and I gave it. So, in a certain sense, yeah, the more connected you are to Hashem, the more connected you are to Torah and vice versa. So when you have a beis hamikdash, when you have a shiras hashchina, when you have Eretz Yisrael, a place of Ashras HaShechina, so then of course your Yiddishkeit is different. Of course your connection to the Torah is different. When you have a Beis HaMikdash, of course it's different. And that's why we're putting them together. Bring me to Beis HaMikdash, and then finally then V'sein Chalkeinu B'Sorasecha, then I'll really have my Chelek in Torah. Why can't I get my Chelek in Torah? Why? I'm sitting here in Yeshiva, I'm trying to learn seriously. It's not the same. It's just not the same. And then he writes in the next paragraph, he says, I saw on a kuntres called Dirshu Hashem V'Uzo, that he references another line from the Vilna Gaon in Shir HaShirim. On the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Hevi'ani HaMelech Chadarav. What does that mean? The king has brought me into his cheder, into his inner chambers. Va'amr Chadarav Shein Chedrei Torah. Where are the chambers? Where are the inner chambers of Hashem? The whole world is Hashem. Alocha La'aretz Kavodo. The whole world belongs to God. But he writes here, says the Vilna Gaon, Ki Iker HaTorah Hi Be'aretz Yisrael. Your best self is in Eretz Yisrael, Isaac.
Yeah.
Just picking on you as an example. Someone in the room. No? Avraham, your best self is in Eretz Yisrael. Kamosha Kosov, Yonah Eden, your best self is in Eretz Yisrael. Your best Torah is in Eretz Yisrael. What we have learned yesterday from the Maharal. Torah Avodah Gemilas Chasadim. Avodah, you and Hashem. Gemilas Chasadim, you and someone else. Ben Adam L'Chaveru. Torah, Ben Adam L'Atzma. Your best self is discovered in Eretz Yisrael. Get to know yourself in Eretz Yisrael. Ki Iker HaTorah Hi Be'Eretz Yisrael. Kamo Shekosav Malkah V'Sareah Bagoyim Ein Torah. Va'od Kosav Ba'Aderes Eliyahu. In the Vilna Gaon's commentary on Chumash called Aderes Eliyahu, he says, V'Igiloi Shal Torah Hu Ba'aretz. The revelation, the uncovering of Torah takes place where? In Eretz Yisrael. So you say, what do you mean? But I just told you a second ago the Torah Dafka wasn't given in Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Kibol Torah Misinai. But the Vilna Gaon says, yeah, but the real Giloy Alukos, being able to see Torah as what? As connecting us to Hashem, being able to inhale the Torah, Avira de Eretz Yisrael Mach. Hare Mavuar Gam Bedivrei Agros, we see from many, many examples in the writings of the Vilna Gaon, that Beis HaMikdash and Torah go together, that Eretz Yisrael and Torah go together. Avira de Eretz Yisrael Mach. Okay. Os Dalet. Bottom of the page. Od matzanu b'zeh b'divrei ha-netziv b'hamikdavar reish parshas v'eschanan. With this we can perhaps understand Moshe Rabbeinu's request. And by the way, with this orientation, to the sugya, Moshe Rabbeinu's request becomes unbelievably shocking. Who's Moshe Rabbeinu? What is Moshe Rabbeinu? What is Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu is Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu is Torah. We've said many times, Moshe Rabbeinu is Gematria 613. Moshe Rabbeinu is Torah. He is Torah. His whole being is Torah. He is the one who gave us the Torah. The Navi refers to the Torah as Toras Moshe, Zichru Toras Moshe. It's called by his name. Right?
How is Moshe 613?
Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is Gematria 613. He's called Rabbeinu. Because that's his whole thing. He's the Rebbe. He's the Rebbe of Torah. Yeah? 611 plus 345. Moshe Rabbeinu. Let's do that again. Moshe is 345. I don't know why there's. No, Moshe. Torah 611. Moshe is 345. Yeah. And Rabbeinu is. Right? Reish Beis Yud Nun Vav. Rabbeinu is 268. Okay, good. Okay? So why is Moshe Rabbeinu the big Shaila of Parshas V'eschanan V'eschanan El Hashem Ba'ez Hahi Lemor? Moshe is begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go to Eretz Yisrael. How many tefillos did Moshe Rabbeinu daven? How many? 515 tefillos. Gematria of the word tefillah. Gematria of the word ve'eschanan. 515 tefillos. He's pleading, he's begging Hashem, please, please, please. You read the Midrashim. You know what Moshe said to Hashem? The Midrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, I'll go to Eretz Yisrael not even as Moshe Rabbeinu. You can turn me into a bird. I'll go to Eretz Yisrael as a bird. I'm happy to be a rock in Eretz Yisrael. I'll be a blade of grass in Eretz Yisrael. I need to get in. Why is he begging to get into Eretz Yisrael? Why does he need so badly to go to Eretz Yisrael? You were already in Shemayim. You got the Torah from Hashem directly. It's your Torah. What more could you possibly need in Eretz Yisrael? So the Gemara in Maseches Sota says he wants to do the mitzvos that are what? That are mitzvos shetulios ba'aretz, mitzvos of Eretz Yisrael. We learned in Makos on Daf Yud, Oev Kesef or Yispa Kesef. Person who loves mitzvahs never satisfied. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "I set up the three Ari Miklat in the outside of Eretz Yisrael in Aver Liarden, right? So now I want to come to Eretz Yisrael to finish the job." Moshe loved mitzvahs, so maybe there were certain mitzvahs he wasn't zochah to do. Okay, that's what the Gemara says in Sota and Daf Yud Daled. But however, you know why Moshe wants to go to Eretz Yisrael? Because he also wants to go Shana Aleph. He also wants to learn. Moshe Rabbeinu wants to learn. Says in Etziv, look at these words, amazing. Says in Etziv at the beginning of Parshas Veschana. Be'in Mashen Esava Moshe Rabbeinu Lichones Eretz Yisrael. Why did Moshe have such a burning desire to come to Eretz Yisrael? Ba'esahi, he begged Hashem. Veschana El Hashem Ba'esahi. What was he begging about? What was he petitioning for? Ba'esahi Shenachale Kanachla Levnei God Uvnei Ruvain Be'ever Hayardin. At the time that Moshe was allowing the 2.5 Shvatim who would remain on the outside, the families of Gad, the families of Reuven, Chatzi Shevet Menashe, those who stayed on the outside, V'ra ki achreach lahashrish v'Yisrael koach ha-Talmud va'esek ba, that Moshe understood the necessity to what? To implant within the Jewish people a connection, a deep connection to Torah. V'ratza Moshe Rabbeinu shi'azeh ha-pu'ula be'eretz Yisrael, Shemesugal Yoser Me'ever Hayarden. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I know that if I get to Eretz Yisrael, I'll be able to what? To connect the Torah in a different way. I have the responsibility now to set up the Bnei Gad and the Bnei Reuven to be able to live a frum life in Chutz La'aretz. Okay, you're Moshe Rabbeinu. So give them Torah, teach them Torah. Moshe says, no, but I got to go to Eretz Yisrael. I need to go to Eretz Yisrael so then I'll be able to properly transmit the Mesorah, to give over Torah. Flip over to the second side of the page. Why does Moshe need to do that? Because Eretz Yisrael is more Mesugal than Eivar Yarden. The Ein Chachma Kechachmas Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I never really learned Torah in my life. I need to get to Eretz Yisrael. But Esahi Lamer, at that time, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm about to set up Chutz La'aretz. This is the first time we're establishing an official Chutz La'aretz society. Hashem has put his stamp of approval-ish on Gad and Reuven remaining on the outside. So, okay, you want to stay, you want to live in America? Okay, then you better find yourself a nice Torah environment to survive. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, but I got to go to Eretz Yisrael. I have to see Torah through the eyes of Eretz Yisrael. And then maybe I could build a frum Chutz La'aretz society. Maybe. Moshe, you already learned Torah with Hashem. You're Moshe Rabbeinu. I feel like I don't have Torah. Ein Chachma Kechachma Eretz Yisrael. Uveyichud Yerushalayim Esherhu Misugulas Misugelis Latzeis Torah Mimeno. Especially Yerushalayim, which is the place which is so Misugal for Torah to come from. Uveyichud Makam Beis HaMikdash Bahar Hashem Yirah. I have to come to the Makam HaMikdash. Ubikesh Lavo Lisham Laharbitz Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I want to be able to give a shir in Eretz Yisrael. I want to be able to learn in Eretz Yisrael. I need to have the Eretz Yisrael experience. Hare mevuar shekavanas Moshe ubakashaso lichones l'Eretz Yisrael haisa kedei laharbitz sham Torah b'Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu says, it's not enough to have been the teacher of the Jewish people on the outside. I want to become the teacher of the Jewish people on the inside. I want to be able to know Torah like an insider, to be able to then implant that in the hearts of the Jews in Eretz Yisrael and those who are outside Eretz Yisrael. Because Eretz Yisrael is misugeles lahasagas haTorah yoser me'ever hayardeh. I know that my relationship with Torah will be totally different when I come to Eretz Yisrael. Ve'ein chachma kechachmas Eretz Yisrael. With that picture of Rav Kook behind me, Rav Kook's Torah. Someone told me just this past Shabbos. He said that he's learning Rav Kook's writing on the Agadata with some of the people in his shul. The Ein Haya. And he said originally he was learning some other svarim of Rav Kook. And he said, Rav Moshe Weinberger told him, don't do that. He said, because the Torah of Rav Kook, once he came to Eretz Yisrael, was like, it was a different thing. It's so much harder to understand because he was on such a different. Rav Kook's Torah is always super deep. Rav Kook's Torah is super deep, but at least the Torah that he was, you know, still writing in Chutz La'aretz is more. Rav Weinberger said it's still more accessible. The Eretz Yisrael Torah is it's nevuah. It's like beyond. It's just a different thing. So Moshe Rabbeinu is begging Hashem, I want that experience. I'm not satisfied having learned Torah with angels and Shemayim. I want the Torah's Eretz Yisrael. Ein Chachma K'Chachma's Eretz Yisrael. Amazing idea from the Netziv. And Moshe Rabbeinu, continuing in Oz Hay, he says, Od Matzasi Bezed Davar Nifla B'Sefer Torah's Hachida, the Holy Chida. Rav Chaim Yosef David Azulai, the great Svardi Gaon, the great Svardi Chacham. In Parshas Baal Oscha, the Chida explained that when Moshe is speaking to who? Vayomer Moshe Lechovev, Ben Reuel, Hamidyani, Chosein Moshe. Who's he talking to?
Yisro.
Moshe says to his father-in-law, right? He says, Nosim anachnu el makom asher amar Hashem, oso etein lachem. I'm about to embark on a journey to Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to the land that Hashem has promised to take us to and to give to us, and it'll be good for us there. It's a beautiful place. It's a good place. Explains the Chida in his Sefer, Rosh David. Why dafka here, as Moshe is telling Yisro that we're going to embark on a journey to Eretz Yisrael, why dafka? Why dafka in this pasuk is Yisro called by one of his seven names? Yisro has many names. Why dafka in the context of Eretz Yisrael is Yisro referred to as Chovev? No? What do you think? Hashem is taking us to the land that He said He's going to give us. L'cha itanu ve'etavnu lach, ki Hashem diber tov al Yisro. I'm just reading you the whole pasuk. Come along! Yisro, come along! Come along and it'll be good. It'll be good. Come on the journey. Says the Chida in a Sefer Rosh David. I'm saying David because it's the Chida. It's hard. You gotta say, you can't say Rosh David. In a Sefer Rosh David. Why does it say Dafka in this pasuk? Why is Yisro called by the name Choviv of all of his many names? Says the Chida, V'kasav Chida v'zel l'shono. Amnam hinei noda da'aviru d'Eretz Yisrael machim. V'ein Torah k'Torah s'Eretz Yisrael. V'ein Chachma k'Chachma s'Eretz Yisrael. V'ayomer Moshe l'Choviv. Shechibib es ha-Torah. He says, Yisro, you love Torah. And he really did. Yisro, in many ways, was the greatest Baal Teshuva of all time. Yisro is one of the great mysteries of the Chumash. That Moshe's father-in-law was the Kohen Midian, the biggest priest, who became what? Who became from? Yisro, the one whose Parsha is the Parsha of Kabbalah Satorah. Which Parsha do we get Kabbalah Satorah? It's Parsha Yisro. Right? That's a Shiloh, that's what I'm talking about. How can it be that the Parsha of Kabbalah Satorah is named after Yisro? How can it be called Parsha Yisro? Right? And the answer is because Yisro. Let's learn from Yisro. Look, he fell in love with the Torah to such a degree that he was prepared to give up everything that he knew in his life. Maybe even more so than Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, lech lecha me'artecha, u'mimolatecha me'beis avicha, Avram gave up his family, gave up his... But Yisro was the top guy in the society. When Avram rebelled against his family, he was still a kid, or he was just a person in that society. Yisro was the most chashiv person. And he was ridiculed when he threw it all away to become frum. So Moshe says to Yisro, hey, Chovev. And say, hey, don't talk to your father-in-law like that. Chovev! Right? Chovev, come to Eretz Yisrael with us. Because if you really love Torah, right, if you really love Torah, you have to come to Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because, again, in the words of the Chida, Avir d'Eretz Yisrael ma'achim, ve'ein Torah k'Torah Eretz Yisrael, ve'ein Chachma k'Chachma Eretz Yisrael. So Chovev, the great lover of Torah, Klomar me'acher she'ata mechaviv es ha-Torah, v'kor lecha shem Chovev, you're called Chovev because of your fierce love for Torah. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu says to his father-in-law, so how could you not come with us on the journey? Nosim anachnu el makom asher amar Hashem, oso etein lachem, lecha itanu v'heitavnu lach, come along and it'll be good for you. I'll add here that tov, of course, is a code word for Torah. It'll be good for you. Ein tov el Torah, the Gemara says, in Brachos Daf Hei. So come along and it'll be good. Yeshua says, my life is good. I have a Torah life. No, not until you get there at Yisrael. You don't know what good is. So come along. In that place, there'll be tremendous revelation of Hashem. There'll be tremendous avir machim. The air itself makes you wise. Come along. Ve'etavnu lach. Kivadai tivusehi gabach. It'll be good for you. She'ata mechabe v'torah. Laviyacha ad halom. Top of Kuf Chaf Aleph, top of the next page. Ki amakom gorem lahachim. Because the place influences. It creates wisdom. No simanachnu el amakom, klomar. Hu makom hagorem litora vashras ashrina mitzad amakom atzvo. Ve'itavnu lach. And it'll be good for you. Klomar hu amakom gorem litora vashras ashrina amakom atzvo. The place itself transforms a person. It's a transformative experience, just the air itself. Changes a person. So true. You can't replicate a pashut. You can't replicate the connection that a pashut Israeli cab driver has to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't replicate that. You can't fake that. You can't create that in Chutz La'aretz. It's in the air. It's pashut. It's just in the air. It's a vira d'Eretz Yisrael. It connects a person in a different way. Yeah.
Do you know if there were other people from Midian who joined B'nai Israel because
it's a good question. I mean, who came along? It's a very interesting question. Yeah, it's an interesting question. I mean, Yisro goes back. Maybe he goes. Part of the reason he goes back is to. Do we have a piece like this in Esh Kodesh? But Yisro, he went back. Why did he send for? He did something this year. I'm trying to remember. But it could be. It could be that he went back and was, you know, Makari of other people. He became a teacher of Torah. Built the first, you know, Chabad house in Midian. But it's a little bit of a mystery. I don't know. I'm sure there's, you know, sources. Could be even in Chazal. Could be Midrashim. Mars. I don't know. It's an interesting question. Okay? All right, Chaver, let's finish up because I want those who, if anyone needs to go or wants to go to the Q&A now, feel free to tap out whenever you're ready to tap out. Okay? Is it 10:30 or 10:15?
No, I
think it's 10:15.
I just checked.
Yeah, no, the poster says 10:15. Alright, but let's finish the piece. For those who want 2 more minutes, let's finish the piece. And then we'll take a little break, and then we're going to have a Lag B'Omer here for those who want to begin being Oisik and Inyani Lag B'Omer. Okay? And then, no, they're not going to have a regular Gemara shir today.
No, but I'm saying is Lag B'Omer for
tomorrow? No. And then Rabbi Leibowitz is speaking at 11:30 in the Beis Medrash, also in Yonei Eretz Yisrael, which I'm sure will be very kedai. Yeah.
It says on the sheet that it's going to be in the high side where it's moved to grow.
What? The Q&A?
Yeah. No, the thing with the
high slab.
The thing with Rabbi
Leibowitz. All right, Leibowitz in the high slab? Whatever the poster says, that's the halacha.
Oh, no, it's a glock Beis Medrash.
Yeah, she's going to give a schmooze in the Beis Medrash, and then there's a suda in the glock, in the Heights Lounge.
And the calf.
Okay, and in the calf. Okay, Chaver, let's finish up the piece.
You can just check both.
Okay, Osvav. Uveyotzer matzanu shekol kiyumam shel Yisrael be'eret Yisrael hayataloi ba'oskam b'tor. The success, the ability to survive in Eretz Yisrael is also dependent upon Torah. Because it's very clear in Chazal that when we don't have Torah in Eretz Yisrael, we get thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chaver. Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chaver was from the world of the Gruah, from the Beis Medrash of the Vilna Gaon. In his commentary, Yad Mitzrayim on the Haggadah Shel Pesach, where he writes the following. He quotes the Gemara in Bava Metzia, that says, "Davar zeh shalu lechachamim ulenevi'im ulemalachei asharis." The question was posed to the sages, to the prophets, to the angels, "Al ma avda haaretz?" Pasuk in Yirmiyah. Why was the land lost? Why were we removed from the land? And no one could answer the question. No one could figure out. What went wrong? What's the root of the Charban? Hachaba Kadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmo upirshu, until Hashem himself came and answered, Al ozvam es Torah si. Hashem says, you know why you lost the land? You lost the land because you abandoned the Torah. Nimtzeinu lemeidin. So we learn from here, Shaba avon bitul Torah galu Yisrael me'artzam. That because of bitul Torah, we lose Eretz Yisrael. I'll just pause for 1 second and add a comment from the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Or HaChaim HaKadosh writes, in Parshas Tetzaveh, I think, that the four Galios correspond to four different redeemers. Moshe Rabbeinu took us out of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is the super Galios. It's not one of the regular Galios. But then Galus Bavel corresponds to Avram. Galus Madai, Paros Umadai, Purim, corresponds to Yitzchak. Chanukah, Yavan, corresponds to Yaakov. And Edom, the fourth and final Galus that we're in right now, corresponds to Moshe. Interesting. Based on a Zohar Chadash. This Galus is a Galus that the final Redeemer is going to be Moshe Rabbeinu. Whatever that means. And the Rechaim HaKadosh writes there, and the reason that we've been in this Galus the longest is because Moshe Rabbeinu, whose whole Mahus is Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu, Gematria Torah, Rechaim doesn't say the Gematria, but Moshe Rabbeinu, whose essence is Torah, doesn't want to redeem a nation, in the words of the Rechaim HaKadosh, who are Batlanim Min HaTorah. Moshe says, I can't take you to Eretz Yisrael and build you a Beis HaMikdash if you're not serious about Torah. Now, it kind of goes both ways. What do you mean? But Eretz Yisrael is the place where we get good at Torah. Eretz Yisrael transforms us. But you have to also be a kli that's ready to receive Torah's Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Rechaim HaKadosh says. You want to know why we've been in Galus for almost 2,000 years? It's because we're not connected enough to Torah. By the way, what is the name of this Galus? Galus Edom. What's the gematria of Edom? Aleph, Dalet, Vav, Mem. So you'll tell me 51. So I'll say, that's true. But what's the gematria of Edom? What if you take the Mem Sofit? The Sofit letters are 500, 600, 700, 800, 900 in order. Chav Sofit, Mem Sofit, Nun Sofit, Pei Sofit, Sadi Sofit. So that means Mem Sofit is 600. So how much is Edom? Aleph, Dalet, Vav, Mem. 611, gematria, Torah. This is a Galus of Torah. This Galus will not end until we get serious about Torah. Now again, it seems like a catch-22. Eretz Yisrael is the place that gives us Torah. Eretz Yisrael is the place that we become deeply connected to Torah. Eretz Yisrael is the place that Moshe Rabbeinu prayed 515 tefillos. Get me to Eretz Yisrael so I can finally have Torah in a real way. But says Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver, just look at the Gemara. Alma of the Aretz. Why did we lose the land? Because we lost our connection to Torah. And you know why that is? He explains. This is still the words of Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chaver, where it's bolded. Vahatam. The reason that's so, Eretz Yisrael nitein lahem rak ba'avur esek haTorah. Eretz Yisrael is given to us for the goal of being that place, that community of Torah. Sha'avira de'Eretz Yisrael machim v'tov la'asok sham b'Torah v'lachein. So if Eretz Yisrael was given to you for Torah and you're not matzliach in Torah and Eretz Yisrael, Hashem throws you out. Because the only reason you're in Eretz Yisrael is to draw from the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. But if you're not doing that, then you don't belong here. Again, this is in his commentary on the Haggadah. That's why he's quoting that pasuk from the Haggadah, that passage from the Haggadah. Okay. Last paragraph on the page. Go to the bottom. Vishuv Ozayim. Vishuv Hosif Bezeh Bini. Harav Hagon Rav Moshe Shlita. Says Rav Yerucham Olshin, my son pointed out one more interesting insight on this topic. Al Pisa, based on everything that we've been explaining, we can explain Masha Nikris Eretz Yisrael Eretz Achayim. And to me, this is one of the most compelling things about a life in Eretz Yisrael. Chutz Laaretz is a dead society. You could try to stay on life support. Life support means surrounding yourself with Torah people. You can, but a Jewish life in Eretz Yisrael is so much more alive. My brother likes to always remind me of the comment that Rosh Raga Feivel Mendelovitz used to say. He said that a Jew outside of Eretz Yisrael It's like a polar bear in the Bronx Zoo. You can create a little fake, you know, environment to make it look like the true environment of a penguin or a polar bear. You can create that, right? But it's not the real thing. So you can create a society. Look at how Jewish this neighborhood is. We have shuls, we have yeshivas, we have mikvos, we have pizza stores. Yeah, we have all the things that make for a nice, you know, Jewish environment. A lot of frumyudin, Baruch Hashem, right? But it's like a polar bear in the Bronx Zoo. You can create kind of that. You can replicate that environment. You can try to control the temperature, but it's not the real thing. So Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Achayim. Kidichsiv es halech lefnei Hashem ba'artzos hachayim. What does Rashi say on that pasuk? Rashi explains on that pasuk in Tehillim. Says Rashi ba'artzos hachayim. Where is artzos hachayim? Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the Eretz Achayim. Give me 1 second. And the source of that is the Medrash on Tehillim, that artzos hachayim is Eretz Yisrael. So you'll ask, why is Eretz Yisrael called artzos hachayim? So he says in the last 2 lines on the page, "Ach laor ha'amor muvan ma'od." But based on what we've explained, it's abundantly clear. Ki arei matzanu b'kal makomos she'ikar ha'chayim shel Yisrael hu b'Torah. What does it mean to be alive? And chaver, we end with a quote from Maseches Makos. My life is dependent upon my connection to Torah. Says the Gemara in Makos, "Daf yud amar aleph, Tana was taught in the Braisa." It was taught, Talmud Shagola, Megalin Rabo Imo. Now you can't flip the page again because it's only a 2-sided page, so if you flip it, it doesn't turn into page 3. Okay, so I had Rachmanos on the trees since there's just a couple of lines left, so just listen for a second. A Talmud who goes to Golis, his Rebbe goes with him. Why? What was the source in the Gemara in Makos? Because the Pasuk says he goes to an Ir Miklat, Vachai, and he lives. What does it mean he lives? It doesn't just mean that he's saved from the Goal Adam was trying to murder him. But as the Gemara says, Ovid leimidi tehavi lechiyusa, give him something to live. So what does he need to live? He needs his Rebbe. He needs his connection to Torah. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach, Talmud shegola la'ori miklat, migalin rabo imo shenemar v'chai, give him the ability to live, asei lo kedei sheyechya, v'chaye ba'le chochma, says the Rambam, the life of a person who's not living like an animal, but is living like a human being who cares about wisdom, a thinking person. V'chaye ba'le chochma u'vakshah, below Talmud, without Torah study, k'misa chashuvin. Without Torah, you're as good as dead. So now you'll ask, so why is Eretz Yisrael called an Eretz Achayim? Right? I can learn Torah in Washington Heights. Yeah, but if the best Torah is in Eretz Yisrael, that means what? That means the best life is in Eretz Yisrael. Because life is synonymous with Torah. Life is synonymous with Torah. Okay, so Chevra, in answer to our opening question, why is it that when we say Ava Rava, and try to think about this, next time you say Ava Rava, right before Shema, Hashem, please give me the ability to understand your Torah. Sometimes it's a difficult sugya, it's a hard tosos, it's hard to remember my learning. Hashem, help me to learn, help me to grow in my Torah, and then we end off, but bring me solichenu kumius le'aretzenu, and bring me to Eretz Yisrael. What does that have to do with anything? The answer is that your best connection to Torah, a Jew's best connection to Torah is in Eretz Yisrael, which means your best connection to yourself is in Eretz Yisrael. So Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us to not only, I was going to say, to think about when we turn Eretz Yisrael. It's not just about thinking, it's about doing it, you know? It's about Madrega to think about it also. Ha'amanti ki adaber. If you talk about it enough, if you think about it enough, at least, you know, you got to start somewhere. It's got to be on the agenda. Okay, sometimes there are genuine reasons why it can't happen, right? Or whatever. Well, everyone in the right time, right? But think about it in a serious way. It's a different life. It's a different life. And you should go when you're young. Yes, Rabioni.
Agreed. But also, Eretz Yisrael and Torah and all that. First question and follow up is that Eretz Yisrael kind of is able to just
engender
this sense of Torah and things like that, or that learn Torah and things like that, kind of bring you to Torah is creating the
Right, so I alluded to it before, but it's a great question. I mean, we dafka have, and I can show you sources, beautiful sources about dafka. There is something about the Torah of Galus, and there is something about Talmud Bavli being formulated, which we paskin by, we live by, you know. There is something about the connection and the revelation of Torah, dafka in Chutz La'aretz. Right? But still, despite all of that, we still avir der Yisrael machim ve'ein Torah ketoras Eretz Yisrael ve'ein chachma kechachmas Eretz Yisrael. So there is something. Maybe we don't paskin like the Torah of Eretz Yisrael because it's just almost like too lofty, you know? We don't pass like Beis Shammai in this world because it's too lofty. We don't pass like Rishon Baruchai in this world because it's too lofty. We don't pass like Rabbi Meir in this world because it's too lofty. So we don't pass in, you know, Eretz Yisrael yet because, you know, unfortunately, most of us are still in Chutz La'aretz. Although, Baruch Hashem, we're getting closer to most of us being in Eretz Yisrael. You know, so, but it's a good question. It's a good question why Dafka, the Zohar says, you know, there's a certain light that comes from dark places. So Galus is a dark place. Galus is called in the Gemara and Bamitzia, a dark place. Olam Hazen, this whole world is a dark place compared to Olam Haba. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin about Talmud Bavli that it says the Pasuk in Eicha that Hashem, you placed me in darkness, zo Talmud shel Bavel. So is that a compliment about Talmud Bavli or not? Right? Is it saying that Talmud Bavli is muvulbal, it's very convoluted, it takes so much longer to go back and forth in the Beis Medrash, the Shach Levitari, to get the Psak Halacha? Is that a Chisaron? Is that a Maila? On the one hand, that creates more Torah. Forgetting Torah creates more Torah. Right? Forgetting Torah creates more Torah. On the other hand, who wants to forget Torah? You forget the Torah, then there's a Machlokas, then we have a Geshmak, you know, discussion about it. But is that a Lechil? Is that a Bidyevin? Okay. So, yes and yes. We have to celebrate the Torah of Chutz La'aretz also. But Eno Dome. Yeah. What's this?
I was listening to a Meaningful People podcast yesterday.
Yeah.
Mordechai Shapiro was on.
Okay.
Not enough people do this, but he made Aliyah really and he was speaking about like his time in Eretz Yisrael. Like it was really hard, but like, he loved it. Like, he would wake up at 6:30 in the morning. He worked at, like, a school for students, like, who are autistic. Then he would teach Torah, like, in the nights. He would come home at 11. Like, he would wake up at 6:30, come home at 11. Like, barely see his wife and kids, he said. He was very young, like, in his 20s. And after, like, 3 years of doing that, it was obviously tough, but it was very meaningful and fulfilling.
Great.
Like, his wife said, like, we gotta go back. And he said, like, he didn't want to leave. He said, like, there's something, it like, breaks you. Like, going, like, moving to Eretz Yisrael. Obviously, it's a big mile. Everyone should try. But he said, coming back, like, it was really tough. And he said, like, he saw Eitan Katz recently.
It's hard to come back when you go to Eretz Yisrael for 2 days and you come back. You feel like, how on earth do I live here? It's all the more so a person who got to... But... That's also the Gemara. Three things that are acquired with Yisurin. Yisurin means real suffering and pain, difficulty. Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. They're all worth it, but they're all, it's tremendous effort. There's going to be a lot of obstacles.
Where's that Gemara?
Brachos Daf Hei.
I remember having that thought when I was younger, or like visiting Eretz Yisrael in high school, that I kind of felt like Eretz Yisrael was a vacation, and it was kind of like too nice of a place to actually move to, because then, like, what's the place that you look forward to getting?
Right.
You know, like, oh, I'm black and border, where do I get to go to Eretz Yisrael?
The excitement of visiting Eretz Yisrael as a vacation.
I was like, wait, that's stupid. Like, I'm not wanting to stay in a place where I'm happy is the best place on earth.
That's a Chutz La'aretz mindset, yeah.
Yeah. So how does it really work? Is this like because
not the place. That's the place that Hashem chooses to manifest in the most revealed way. Hashra'a Sashchina. Eretz Yisrael. Makom HaMikdash. Why does the Sanhedrin sit in Beis HaMikdash? which is like a convenient location for them to. The closer you get to the center of the world, the more clear the Torah becomes. So it's not that we go there and then it becomes a place of no. This was the intention of Hashem, the optimal place for Hashras Hashchina, for Torah. Again, we have to explain why the Torah was not given in Eretz Yisrael, and there are many answers to that. And we have to answer Yoni's question: why is there such a flourishing of Torah in Bavel and in Chutzlaretz and in Galus? Good question. But the ideal Torah and the highest, clearest, most illuminated Torah comes from Eretz Yisrael. Yeah.
Is there a noticeable difference in learning Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Torah Bavel? Can you sense a difference?
And what do you feel?
I feel it. I feel
it. You do feel a difference? In what sense? Like more optimistic Torah, Eretz Yisrael?
Okay, it depends what you mean by the term Torah, Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, there's Eretz Yisrael, Dika Torah. So that's what I was saying about Rav Kook. Rav Kook, Zuchusi again Aleinu, Rav Kook's Torah in Eretz Yisrael has a different energy to it. Right? There's something different about Eretz Yisrael Torah and Chutz La'aretz Torah. But there's something different also about, a Mishnah in Brachos, whether you learn it in New York or whether you learn it in Eretz Yisrael. Your eyes are just open in a different way. Your neshama is open in a different way. Your ability to connect to the Elokus Shabbat, to the godliness within it, is just different. That's the question that we all need to ask ourselves in a real way. Why are we still here? All right. Shenizka. Bekarov Mamish.